Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, things are running along at a pretty even keel these days. Lum is keeping himself busy with the printing press, turning out statements and handbills for the store, while Abner is left pretty much in charge of things in the store and library. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum emerging from the feed room, which is his printing shop, to find his business partner sound asleep. Listen.
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner! Abner, wake up.
Just a minute. What can I do for you today, sir?
Abner, it's just me, Lum.
Hey, howdy, Lum. Doggy, I never recognized you at first.
Well, how could you with your eyes shut? How many times have I spoke to you about going to sleep when you're supposed to be running the store in here?
I wasn't asleep. I was just sitting here, see, what was I doing? Oh, I was squinting up my eyes because the sun is so bright today.
The sun ain't even out today.
It ain't. Well, it was just a little while ago. I reckon where that thing could have went to.
Abner, why don't you just come right out flat-footed and admit you were sleeping?
Lum, I weren't sleeping, that's why. I was talking to Grandpap over there. That's what I was doing.
Well, then both of you must have been talking in your sleep then, because he ain't awake neither.
Oh, Grandpap, are you asleep?
What's the matter? What's going on?
I say, are you sleeping?
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Of course not. Just sitting here reading.
Oh, see there.
Let's see, where was I at? Oh, yeah, here it is. The external ear, also called the auricle of pinna, is composed mainly of cartilaginous framework covered with thin skin.
Go on, Grandpap. That's exactly what we was talking about.
Wait a minute. What kind of a book is that he's reading this time?
It's a doctor's book he found over in the library. He says he might take up being a doctor.
For goodness sake.
Go on, Grandpap.
Yeah, let's see. Where was that?
Huh?
The lobe or lobule forms its lower part and is composed of dense connective tissue containing fat.
Grandpap, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times I don't want you reading out loud in the store here. So either read to yourself or going over there to the place, one.
You better read to yourself, Grandpap. We'll go on with our discussion of that cartilaginous lobule some other time, I think.
Listen, Abner, you ain't fooling me or nobody else with that kind of talk.
You
know good and well you've been sound asleep all the time I was out of the store.
I weren't no such a thing.
Well, if you wasn't, how come you never seen the fellow that left this note here?
What note?
Here, read it yourself.
Let's see. I was in to get groceries, but I hated to wake you up, so I taken them myself. One sack of flour, 2 pecks of potatoes, 4 cans of hominy, 6 cans of tomatoes, 10 cents worth of candy, 1 gallon of coal oil, 1 jug of vinegar, and 3 pounds of 10-penny nails, large size. Please put this on my account.
Well, you must have been in here for a half hour or more to gather up all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a big order, you know it.
Yeah, it's a good order, all right, but the fella never signed his name.
Doggies, he never, did he?
You don't see it there no place, do you?
No, don't believe I do here. No.
Now, we don't know whose account to charge this to.
Grannies,
I can't leave this store 2 minutes for what you get us in some kind of a mess.
Well, now, wait a minute. Just calm yourself down now, Lum. This ain't serious. All we got to do is just call the feller up and ask him his name and then charge it to him.
Call him up?
Sure.
Well, how are we going to do that if we don't know who it was we're trying to call?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Well, I do know.
What's the matter, Grandpap?
The subcutaneous tissue of the ear contains little or no fat.
Well?
Will you haste that up, Grandpap?
Well, now, Lum, this is important stuff. Every fella ought to learn all about the human anatomy.
Sure.
Well, learn about it to yourself, Grandpap. I've got more important things than that to take care of. Now, listen, Abner.
Maybe we ought to learn about that human's anatomy or whatever it is. That might come in handy.
Don't try to get off the subject, Abner. Now, you've been the cause of us losing a big grocery order here, so now you got to make it good.
You mean that I've got to pay for all that myself?
Well, you do if we can't find the fella that wrote that note and left it here.
Well, now, Lum,
another thing we got to do is figure out some way to keep you awake. At least when the customer's in the store.
I was awake, I reckon. I just never happened to hear this feller when he come in.
Well, we got to figure out some way to make you hear him, then. Might have to put a cowbell around every customer's neck. Bell him. Wait a minute. Whatever become of that bell we used to have on the door?
The door?
The screen door up there in front.
That.
Don't you know the one that'd ring every time somebody opened the door?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know where it's at, though, Lum. That thing got rusty and fell off one time here. Doggies, I've been aiming on putting it back for the last 4 or 5 years and just ain't never got around to it yet.
Well, get it out and put it back on right now.
Well, I don't know where it's at. Seems like I have saw it around here somewhere, but law me, I couldn't tell you where now.
Wait a minute. I believe I know where that thing's at.
Huh?
I think I seen it back in the feed room yesterday when I was printing up them bills for the store.
Yeah, I believe that's where it is. Yeah, I recollect it. Yeah.
I'll get it and you can nail it up.
Yeah, all right. Dad, blame that Lum. Thinks he's so smart. I just taken a little old cat nap's all I done. Grandpap! How come you never woke up when that fella come in here? He must have been here 30 minutes to get that much stuff.
Probably due to the fact that the skin of the ear is thin and moderately firmly attached to the cartilage.
Huh?
Although well supplied with blood, the exposed condition of the blood vessels renders the ear sensitive to cold and frostbites.
Frostbites.
Now, Bounder, that's what's wrong with Virgil B. Beckenridge.
Wrong with who?
Well, you recollect him, Abner. Virgil B. Beckenridge. Virgil lived over at Odin for years.
Oh, him. Yeah. I never recollect the name at first. Yeah.
Went up to South Dakota one winter to visit his relays. Him and his sister-in-law and a friend went ice skating on the Sioux River.
Well, I do know. Is that when he froze his ears?
Well, Virgil wanted to show off for his sister-in-law, so he made a figure eight on the ice.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know Virgil. He had to do it the hard way.
Hard way?
Yeah, he made 8 ones and then let his sister-in-law add them up.
Well, was that when Virgil froze his ears, Grandpap?
Well, was it? Virgil done what, Abner? Come over that again.
Froze his ears?
He did. Well, when did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You was the one that was telling about this, sir.
Don't let me forget to tell that to Charity. Now, she knows Virgil awful well. And thought awful lot of him, too.
She did, huh?
Yeah, did he freeze both his ears?
Grandpap, you was the one that was telling this story. I don't know whether you froze one ear or two. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Lum back. You better get back to your reading there, Grandpap.
Yeah. Getting into the interesting part. Tells all about symptoms.
Symptoms?
Yeah.
Oh,
ear
symptoms.
Uh-huh. So old Virgil froze his ears, huh? And I do know.
Yeah, did
tell
you,
Charity about that.
Did you find it, Lum?
Yeah, I finally found it.
Well, that's it.
Cleaned some of the rust off of it. Don't look bad now.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Here, you take it and nail it up.
Nail it up? On a door, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I see. Doggy, now, whereabouts is that hammer at?
Right there on the floor, right where you left it after you opened them crates we got from the wholesale house.
Oh! Yeah, here it is, down here. Where?
That's something else I wish you'd learn, Abner, to pick stuff up after you get done using them.
Uh-huh. Well, I generally do. I reckon I'm just so busy I never got around to this home. I'll pick it up right now.
Yeah. Give you advice all the time. Goes in one ear and out the other.
Uh-huh. Let's see now. Now, whereabouts you want it nailed, Lum? On the inside or you want it nailed on the outside of the door?
On the inside, of course. Right where it was before.
Yeah, all right. I'll get it.
We're using the bell to wake you up, not the folks out on the street.
I don't need no bell to wake me up.
Need something. Don't bend them nails over that way, Abner. Pound them clean in.
Well, now, I ain't doing that, Lum. They're just bending their cells over that way. It ain't me.
Well, it's because you ain't looking where you're hitting. Pound them square on top of the head. That's the time. That's better. See, I have to tell you how to do everything.
Doggies. Is that all right now?
Yeah, it's a little crooked, but I reckon it'll do the trick. Open the door once, see if it works all right now.
Yeah, sure. Doggy, that works. How's that now?
I believe that's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Maybe now we can find out who our customers are.
Huh?
Won't have to leave notes laying around.
Now, Long.
Try it one more time.
Huh? Oh, all right. It'll work, though, I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's the matter now, Grandpa?
Well, lucky thing for me, I read this book, or I never would have known what a trouble I'm in.
Trouble?
Yeah, I got to get out of here and find Doc Miller before it's too late.
Now, wait a minute, Grandpa. Come back
can't
here.
Can't wait, Abner. Can't wait now. This might be serious. This book says so.
Huh?
Can't take no chances. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Grandpa. What's wrong with you, anyway?
It's my ears. I got danger symptoms.
What symptoms have you got?
Well, I keep hearing ringing noises in my ears. Sounds like a bell.
Huh?
Goodbye. Hey, there it is again. Hey, Doc.